Hello and welcome. On his 73rd birthday today, the Prime Minister launched the Vishwakarma Yojana, a politically crucial scheme that he had announced from the ramparts of the Red Fort on Independence Day. Well, behind the 13,000 crore scheme that targets artisans, masons, jewelers, the BJP's clear positioning in a crucial election year and in the run-up to 2024. Now, with the return of key OBC leaders, including Dara Singh Chauhan and O.P. Rajbhar in Uttar Pradesh, to the NDA fold, and now the Vishwakarma Yojana, the BJP's outreach to the OBC community that has stood by the Modi-led BJP, particularly in the past election, as a key vote bank, is clear. Now, this also as the opposition continues to push for its demand for the caste census. That's also a crucial angle to this story. Now, the caste census could prove to be a dent to the BJP's Hindutva project. Now, today, the Congress's top bodies meet, the CWC meet. The Congress Working Committee endorsed Rahul Gandhi's suggestion of increasing the quota limit for reservation for SCs, STs, OBCs and other backward classes. Rahul Gandhi time and again has said that the 50% cap on reservations should be removed. Now, this is also a clear outreach to the numerically dominant OBC community that accounts for more than 50% of the country's population. Now, with all this, what is becoming increasingly clear is that the issue of identity politics with the OBC community at the center of the discourse, this particular narrative will certainly dominate politics in the run-up to 2024. On Left, Right and Center tonight, we ask who will win the big political battle for the OBC community. But of course, all of this has been triggered by the Prime Minister's launch of the Vishwakarma Yojana. Well, here's what he had to say at the launch today.
मेरे परिवारजनों, अगर आप अपना कारोबार बढ़ाना चाहते हैं, तो शुरुआती पूंजी की दिक्कत ना आए, इसका भी ध्यान सरकार ने रखा है। इस योजना के तहत विश्वकर्मा साथियों को बिना गारंटी मांगे जब बैंक आपसे गारंटी नहीं मांगती है तो आपकी गारंटी मोदी देता है बिना गारंटी मांगे 3 लाख रुपए तक का कर्ज मिलेगा आपको ऋण मिलेगा और ये भी सुनिश्चित किया गया है कि इस ऋण का ब्याज बहुत ही कम रहे सरकार ने प्रावधान ये किया है कि पहली बार में अगर आपने की ट्रेनिंग हो गई आपने नए टूल ले लिए तो पहली बार आपको 1 लाख रुपए तक का ऋण मिलेगा और जब आप ये चुका देंगे ताकि पता चलेगा कि काम हो रहा है तो फिर आपको 2 लाख रुपया का ऋण और उपलब्ध होगा
And well, the OBC vote bank has been a crucial one for the BJP because the BJP's OBC vote share was 31% back in 2014. But that has only increased when it comes to 2019. In fact, if you talk about the regional parties and their share of the OBC community back in 2014, that was less than the BJP. But now if you talk about 2019, the BJP's OBC vote share has gone up and it's more than that of the regional parties. So of course, what's clear is that both the BJP as well as the opposition parties are clearly reaching out to the OBC community in a crucial election year and of course, in the run-up to 2024. Now, joining me on the debate tonight, Amitabh Tiwari, political strategist and commentator. Also with me, Professor Badri Narayan, a professor at the Govind Ballabh Pant Social Science Institute in Allahabad. Of course, somebody who has very interesting political insights. Thanks very much, gentlemen, for joining us on Left, Right and Center tonight. Going across to you, Amitabh Tiwari, first. You know, how do you look at the BJP's outreach to the OBC community? Of course, with, as I said in my introduction as well, the return of O.P. Rajbhar and leaders like Dara Singh Chauhan to the NDA fold. And now, of course, the BJP's Vishwakarma Yojana. How do you look at the BJP's OBC outreach? Do you think that the urgency with which the BJP is actually reaching out to the OBC community, is that political desperation? How do you look at it?
So see, as you mentioned, the OBC see support for BJP has almost doubled from 22%. BJP has given the highest number of OBC chief ministers, that is some 31%. And today, one out of every two voters of the BJP belongs to the OBC community. So it's a very important vote block for the BJP. Now, this vote was primarily with the Janata Dal constituents after the Mandal Commission report implementation. But this vote has now veered towards the BJP. So now BJP is getting more than even the regional parties and the Mandal constituents. And their role, in fact, has become insignificant in the post-coalition era in the national politics.
Hmm.
So this is a very important block. Now, with the demand for caste census, and because the follow-up demand, I mean, what would you do with caste census if you get the number of 42% or 52% as the Mandal Commission said? So the next step, as you mentioned, will be to ask or demand for an increase in the cap of reservation. Now,
yes,
that could prove to be a big challenge for the BJP, because today BJP is getting the Mandal vote without essentially accepting the demand of a caste census or a higher reservation. Correct.
So that's a very interesting point you're making, that the BJP is in a sense able to reach out to the OBC community without actually conceding, you know, the demand for a caste census. That's a very interesting political point there. But Professor Badri Narayan, how do you look at the BJP's outreach? Because you see, the BJP is also appealing to a particular section of the OBC community, one that according to the BJP has been left behind by, you know, regional parties. That's what the BJP's political positioning essentially is. How do you look at that? And it's also a lot of about, you know, a lot about the perception game, because now it's for the BJP, in a sense, a polar shift from its Brahmin Baniya image to a party that's essentially focused around the OBC community. How do you look at the BJP's positioning in a crucial election year? I mean, you are just months away from crucial state elections.
Vedant, I think you are very right that BJP caricature is changed now. It's not Brahmin Baniya party. It's OBC, OBC, Dalit and other caste communities also. They are all voting to BJP. This Vishwakarma Yojana is a very interesting political policy which is going to affect our politics of today. What is interesting, because it is on the one hand, it is going to dilute caste-based identity politics, which is the basis, resource base of the Mandal politics. Secondly, it is going to create another identity, that is Vishwakarma Bhai, Vishwakarma Lo. So, 18 communities, those who are most marginal, they among OBC, they are MBCs. They are not OBC in that way. And they are also, because this is an economic community, so SC also, some SC community also comes in that occasion. So, it is beyond category. Then it is beyond religion. You know, many of these communities, you can find among Muslims also.
Absolutely. Which is why, I mean, the OBC community actually accounts for more than 50% of India's population,
yes,
a numerically dominant community, something that's important not just for the BJP, but of course the opposition parties as well.
Yes.
But going back to you, Mr. Amitabh Tiwari, you see, you've already said that the BJP is playing it careful in a sense by reaching out to the OBC community without agreeing to the caste census demand. But just this idea of the caste census and how the opposition is also pushing for it. I mean, just today, we saw how the CWC actually reiterated Rahul Gandhi's demand for a caste census. How do you look at this? Because do you think the opposition's answer to the BJP's Hindutva project, could that be identity politics? Could that be caste politics?
Yeah, so essentially, the opposition feels that BJP has been able to consolidate the OBC vote on the Hindutva plank and its strong nationalism pitch. That's what they feel. So now, if the OBC community starts voting in the name of Hindutva or nationalism, then the caste identity gets lost somewhere. Correct.
So are you essentially saying, Mr. Tiwari, are you essentially saying that this demand for a caste census would not dent the BJP's Hindutva project? Is that what you're saying?
So I'm saying the objective is to dent the Hindutva project of the BJP.
Hmm.
So the ploy is that people start to vote again on the caste lines. So the demand for jiski jitni sankhya bhari, uski utni hissedari, etc.
Exactly.
have become. So now see, BJP has not only been able to get these voters on the basis of Hindutva. It has worked for years, as Professor would agree, amongst these communities. They have done a very innovative social engineering, because the Janata Dal constituents have largely focused on the dominant OBC caste, while the BJP has focused on the lower or the most backward or the extremely
And Professor Padhi Narayan, you know, while we are talking about battle lines being drawn, political battle lines being drawn, and while, you know, we are debating this question of who will actually win the battle for the OBC, you know, the India bloc parties are themselves in a sense divided as far as the demand for caste census is concerned. Of course, we saw how Mamata Banerjee led the charge against the demand for caste census. So could, you know, do you think that caste census could be synonymous with the India bloc, or could, you know, the demand for caste census actually be synonymous with the opposition, because there are internal differences that need to be ironed out as well?
Caste census politics, they will do in coming election.
Hmm.
And also reservation politics, you know, extend the limit of reservation. Today they have, India has said. But, you know, they are doing conventional kind of politics of the caste. They are not able to understand that they are going to contest with a party who is very innovating in doing politics. So Vishwakarma Yojana is another innovative ways to deal with the caste identities in India, make it vertical to horizontal, and mobilize it on the economic line, beyond the caste and beyond the religion. So
that's an interesting point you're making. That's an interesting point you're making. In fact, what you said at the beginning of your remark, that, you know, this sort of caste politics will be dominating the discourse as we go into an election year, and of course in the run up to 2024. I want both of you to give me, you know, quick remarks on how do you think this is going to pan out? Is this going to be a situation where we have, say, a Mandal 2.0 versus Kamandal? Because of course now the dynamics have changed in that as well, with the BJP also pushing for the OBC vote bank. How do you see this playing out in the run up to 2024? Very quickly, Mr. Tiwari, and then I'll come back to you, Mr. Badri.
See, the opposition will continue to harp on the caste census politics and the demand for an increase in reservation. But BJP has given a class tadaka to caste politics. So it has moved beyond caste politics today. Correct. So the socio-economic class, by creating a community of artisans and helping them out, the BJP will be able to create a pool of, because we see only 5 lakh families, but that amounts to 15 lakh voters. And by 2029, that would be 30 lakh families and 1 crore voters. That's a huge number in that sense. So BJP is creating community or caste within caste sort of blocks, and catering to those specific communities through specific schemes. And that's how it seems to be way ahead.
Okay.
Of the opposition.
Interesting point there. Professor Badri, your last comment.
See, opposition will do their politics around caste for census and in conventional way of Mandal 2 kind of politics.
Yeah.
But BJP is extending day by day its beneficiary group, beneficiary community, which I used to call making beneficiary consciousness. And that consciousness, again, in this election also, going to bring a huge number of OBC votes towards BJP. So BJP is doing very innovative politics to handle the caste politics in India. And another thing which is going to be happen, this is the politics of persuasive development.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, the Congress and India is doing politics of evoking discontent.
Right.
So it is going to be fight between, a struggle between evoked discontent and persuasive development. So this
That's
is the
a very interesting point. It actually remains to be seen how this pans out. Of course, we're heading into elections, crucial state elections as well, and as I said, in the build-up to 2024 as well. But it is for sure that the issue of identity politics and caste politics is something that will dominate the discourse around elections. Thanks so much, gentlemen, for joining us on the debate tonight.